Dictation for Raymond Everingham. E, V as in Victor, E-R-I-N-G-H-A-M. March 22nd, 47. Address as a letter to Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I. 5860307. Dear Dr. Lee, consultation Mr. Everingham, Raymond, with change of creatinine over the last couple of years, from around creatinine 1.1 GFR upper 50s to around 2.2 GFR 33. Comes accompanied with wife Bunny, denies symptoms, stable weight and appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation or bleeding, has decreased urinary flow, but no cloudiness or blood, no infection, no incontinence, no nocturia, still has his prostate, recent kidney bladder ultrasound, do not show urinary retention. There is some degree of edema, but no ulcers. There is neuropathy, mostly on the toes and feet. Denies claudication symptoms. Does complain of feeling tired, some dyspnea on activity, which is minor. No purulent material hemoptysis, no use of oxygen CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Does have diffuse arthritis, worse on the right shoulder, but also knees, back. He's sleeping and reclining because of that situation for the last 1 year. Occasionally exposed to ibuprofen, and that is continue at 1 year and a half. No gross skin rash, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes at least 15 years, also high blood pressure. No documented retinopathy, question peripheral neuropathy but no ulcers. Glaucoma on treatment improved, no macular degeneration. Hypertension, no peripheral vascular disease. Denies heart abnormalities, denies TIS or a stroke. There was an episode of pulmonary emboli, apparently triggered by COVID, remains anticoagulated. No bleeding, no liver disease, no blood transfusion, no pneumonia. Next paragraph. He used to smoke, beginning age 14 until 2014, one pack per day. At that time, changed to cigars, one pack per day, discontinued just a few years ago. Occasionally alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Side effects reported to Bactrin, aspirin, niacin, poison ivy and oak. Next paragraph. Medications include Toujeo, T-O-U-J-E-O, Monjaro, Eliquis, Coric, Jardiance, Plavix, Norvasc, Losartan, Crestor. HCTC discontinued a month ago to start on Flomax. Prior use of Nurantin, Gabapentin did not help on neuropathy and discontinue. Presently, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 241, blood pressure 124/70 on the right, 120/64 on the left, morbid obesity, no gross respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable phylon leaf nodes, carotid bruit, JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, diastasis of the rectus, no palpable liver spleen masses, about 2-3 plus edema bilateral, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, December 29. Creatinine 2.1 representing a GFR 31 stage 3B. Normal sodium potassium acid base. normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, when he was on HCTC, minor low potassium, A1C around 7.8, although early this year was 9.9 to 11.1. Albumin creatinine ratio in September, 281. Good control of cholesterol. Next paragraph, a kidney ultrasound just a few days ago, January. Normal size, 11.2 right, 11.6 left, without obstruction stone masses, and no reported bladder abnormalities. Recent eye exam, which is from February 2025, there was no diabetic retinopathy. Prior imaging shows atherosclerosis, lower extremities, as well as chest aorta. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, underlying diabetic nephropathy proteinuria, historically poor diabetes control over time, kidney size goes with diabetes without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Given imaging showing atherosclerosis, peripheral vascular disease, we need to rule out renal artery stenosis. He is on a full dose of losartan, 100 milligrams, that might control blood pressure, but that will not protect for ischemic changes. Doppler will be done. We will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. He has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Presently, potassium acid-based calcium is normal. Phosphorus needs to be part of the testing, as well as PTH. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife. Continue to follow.